This is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. Access to rafting, kayaking, and canoeing on the world's waterways has largely been dictated by the type of boat one has and limitations on how to get that boat to the water. But then a new way of thinking was started with sturdy so-called pack rafts that could be taken into remote areas where traditional boats could not. Alpaca Rafts, based in Mancos, has taken this approach and expanded it into a full line of pack rafts suited for almost any river, lake, or ocean in the world. Joining me here this morning to talk about these rafts is Sherry Tingey. She's the president and head designer at Alpaca Rafts. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Tom.
Tell me about how you started designing and building pack rafts.
It came about, my son had gotten into long-distance trekking in Alaska. We were in Alaska at the time. And he had taken a journey across the Brooks Range and had used one of these little Walmart inflatable duckies. I think most of the time was spent swimming in the rivers rather than floating because, you know, every mile upon mile the boat sinks. And when he came back from that journey, he asked me if I could build him a boat. And I had been a boater my whole life. And when I was young, I had a business. I custom made ski clothing. So it was kind of one of those perfect storms that I looked at that and I thought, yeah, I can do that.
So describe how these pack rafts that you make look, and tell me a little bit about how they work. How do they get inflated, and how do you move them around?
They look, well, it's hard to describe, and they look like a mini raft. They're really designed to act like a kayak. One of the things at the time when I was playing with designs, there have been, you know, in history, there have been pack rafts. I mean, actually, the Franklin Expedition had pack rafts, I mean, way back in the 1800s. Hmm. But all those boats were designed to just float on a lake, you know, 10 feet offshore. When I got in those boats and started playing with them, I thought, wow, you know, these aren't meant to go down a river. So I took my kayaking knowledge and tried to build a boat that would act like a kayak. And so the design really was driven by what I wanted the boat to do and not what I thought I wanted it to look like. It actually came out looking unlike any other kind of boat that's out there. But it performs the way I wanted it to perform.
And so talk a little bit about how they work, because they have a fairly unique way of inflating.
They do. It's a actually that the inflation bag that goes with the boat, when you get good with it, you can blow a boat up in about 30 seconds. It was designed off of a large garbage sack, to be honest with you.
That's what it looks like.
That's exactly how it worked. I had played with a lot of different designs, and, you know, like my boats have almost 14 cubic feet of air in them, so there's a lot of air, and you do not want to blow that thing up by mouth, at least not more than once. And I just kept messing with designs till that one came out. And, yeah, it's basically a Silnile, which is a silicone coated nylon, very, very lightweight. I think it weighs an ounce and a half. And I just played with the design till I got it right that you could blow this again. You can blow a boat up in about 35 seconds.
Wow. How many boats do you have right now that you're currently producing?
Oh, we've probably got six or seven different designs.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about the range there. You're talking about boats that are more kind of act like more like a kayak, and then do they get bigger up to more of like a traditional kind of raft, or how does that look?
All of the boats, with the exception, well, I shouldn't say all of them, two of them now, you can put two people in. But traditionally, a pack raft is really a boat for one person. When you get fabric that light, it's difficult to make, because one of the things that happens when you have two people in a boat, then you've got that potential that a boat can wrap around a rock because you've got weight at each end. And when you've got fabric that light, there isn't the rigidity to keep the boat from doing something like that. So I've, most of the time, tried to stay away from anything that takes two people. Having said that, I do have two boats now that work for two people. But, yeah, they're one-person boats.
Okay. You say that your vision is not concentrated on the boat.
No, it's not.
Tell me more about that.
The vision is, a pack raft is a tool to get you where you want to go in the wilderness. If you want to really play in a boat, you know, buy a hard shell. That's what they're designed for, and that's wonderful. My goal with a pack raft, I want to get them to be, they are fun boats, don't get them, they're lots of fun. But no, they're not trying to replace a hard shell. They need to be the best tool that you can use to, whether you're crossing part of an ocean, large glacial bays, whether you're running class 4 water, wherever you are in the world, because these boats go everywhere in the world. I mean, there's hardly a country we don't sell to. And I mean, they've gone to the North Pole, they've headed Mongolia, they've run the entire Amazon, you name it, they've done it. They need to be able to do that and perform in these really remote conditions, and they need to do that safely. That's what we're after.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Sherry Tingey. She's the president and head designer at Alpaca Rafts. They make so-called pack rafts, and we're talking about these boats this morning. Tell me a little bit, Sherry, about your process for designing these boats, and then tell me about the sort of like refining process and feedback that you're getting from boaters and the boating community.
Oh, the design process is... most of it I go to bed and I wake up with it in the morning.
That's nice.
It's one of those let it download at night. It just comes. It's something, you know, there are things you were born to do, and I've always been a designer, and this one fits really well. It's hard to put it past that. I don't do I don't do CAD. I'm an old-time designer. It's pretty much cut and paste and, you know, get the idea and then refine it. I always start with the actual fabric and just start playing with it rather than going to a CAD drawing. But that's just because probably my age. I'm not at the CAD age. And it works. Yeah, it works. And it's actually, at the end of the day, I think it's quicker for somebody like myself because I can change things instantly.
And tell me about, are you asking for comments back from people who are using your rafts to kind of refine them and make them better at all?
Yes. I think to be really good in something like this, you have to be so intimately involved yourself, which I am. I'm constantly playing in the boats, testing the boats. I'm the worst critic on the boats, but no, I'm always open to other people. The thing you always have to be careful with, people will give you good ideas. A lot of times they don't know what they're saying when they'll send in an idea, and what they think they're saying may not be what's really happening, but it still tweaks that, oh, okay, you know, we need to do this. So, no, we listen to people all the time.
You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. This morning I'm talking with Sherry Tingey. She's the president and head designer at Alpaca Rafts. I'm Tom Yoder. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. You're listening to KSJD. This is the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Sherry Tingey. She's the president and head designer at Alpaca Rafts, who make pack rafts. Sherry, tell me a little bit about it. Do you feel like pack rafts are changing the way that people are doing boating? And now that they can get into these remote areas, do you feel like it's expanding the waterways that people are able to get to, or changing the sport in any significant way?
It's changing a lot of things. The interesting thing is, honestly, hardcore boaters aren't who buy pack rafts. Pack rafts mostly are bought by backpackers, adventurers, climbers, bicyclists, all these other fields that are bringing water into their experience rather than in... I shouldn't say I don't sell to kayakers. I do, but not they're certainly not a large proportion of my market. Those guys know what they want, and yeah, they still have their traditional use of the water. They drive, they hit the water, whether it's a big raft or whether it's a hard shell. So it's this whole other group of people that are out there exploring the wilderness, whether it's your irrigation ditch in your backyard or, you know, the down to the base of 50 miles from Moab. It's opening that kind of waterway, and yeah, it's changing things a lot.
It almost sounds like what's happening with pack rafts is that people are looking at waterways as more of a transportation corridor than ever before.
Absolutely.
Because now they can float that waterway.
Absolutely. Before, when you looked at that topo map, that blue line was, oh, now what? You know, how do I either cross this thing or, you know, how do you deal with this? And now you look at that blue line and, oh, is this the next trail? And it's completely changing the way people look at their trips. It's real fun when people buy boats. Fortunately, most of our customers keep really close contact with us, and they tell us their trips, they tell us all kinds of things. And you'll see this change. It takes them about 6 months to figure out really what they can do with that boat. And the first their trips are like, oh yeah, okay, I went out and, you know, I hiked this and then I floated that. And 6 months later, they come back with this just amazing trip that they've put together that they realize that, oh, I can do this with this boat.
That's very cool. How did you end up in Mancos? Tell me about your story and how you ended up here in Southwest Colorado.
When I first started the boats, this is our 14th season, I was in Alaska. And I've been in Mancos 7 years now. That kind of coincided with one of the things when I first started with the boats. I didn't actually do the production. When I'd had a business before making ski clothing, you know, in those days, you could have a few sewing machines and you could be in business. To build a boat, there's some really expensive equipment that you got to have. And I had no idea whether this was, you know, this business was going to make it or whether I'd sell 3 boats or 20 or 300. So I was not about to invest in that. And so what I did was I did the designing, I did all the prototyping, and then I found somebody to build the boat. I ended up those first 6 years, there were two different companies I used, and both were very good. But the things that I learned out of it is, one, if you really want to control your quality, you've got to do it yourself. And if you want to survive financially, when you're small, the survival is in making the boat. You can't make enough money selling this little bit on the top. So I needed to take over the production. And at that same time, I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona, and my sister and her husband had lived down there and watched my mother. And my sister had been killed in a car wreck. That meant I was the only one left, and Mom at the time, she's since passed on, but she was 90. I needed to be closer. I didn't know her living in Phoenix, but I needed to get down into this area. And knowing that I had to take over the production of the rafts, Alaska is a lousy place to do. It's too expensive to fly the stuff. So I started looking in that area that, you know, what's within 6 hours of Phoenix. And that, you know, brought all these areas up here. And why I ended up in Mancos, Sam Perry, he had moved to Mancos and he had bought rafts for me early. He was one of the very few really good kayakers that got onto this idea of pack rafting. And I had sold he and his friends boats, and they would go down to Mexico and do these trips. Well, Sam knew I was looking in this general area, and he had bought a ranch, and he had a workshop in the back that was empty, and he said, well, you want to use it? And I went, yeah. So here I am.
How many people work for Alpaca Rafts right now?
8 full-time, 4 part-time.
All right. That's pretty significant in the Mancos area as an employer.
Yeah, we're realizing that. We didn't think so, but happy. Oh, you're one of the bigger guys. Okay,
yeah, that's very cool. What do you see next for Alpaca Rafts, or even just the pack raft industry? Is there like a vision that you have, or are you kind of feel like you're there and you're going to keep producing where you're at, or is there some crazy ideas that are kicking around out there or in your head?
I have to let the crazy ideas keep coming in, you know. Otherwise, we're not Alpaca. I've got some new boats coming down the line. Size and things, you know, it's a niche. Everybody in the world does not need a pack raft, and that's actually a very good thing. It has allowed us to not get inundated and not get flooded with somebody coming in and wanting to make 4 million pack rafts. Where it's going, I don't know. I'm definitely, like, this year I'm expanding into some new ideas and boats. I've got a boat that it may come in at 1.5 pounds.
Wow.
For ultralight little lakes. It's something I've been playing with for 4 or 5 years. And I have another boat I've been playing with for 4 or 5 years that expanding more into the real or hardcore, so to speak, harder core, higher end kayak area that does more than what I think a pack raft should do. Do I expect to sell many of them? Probably not, but it's okay. It's fun.
Sherry, how do people find out more about alpaca rafts?
Our website. Everything is on our website.
What's the address there?
We are 100% internet business.
And what's your address, your internet?
Alpacaraft.com.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with me this morning. It was really a pleasure to learn more about your boats.
Thank you, Tom. It was an honor.
That is Sherry Tingey. She's the president and head designer at Alpaca Rafts. You have been listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. Today's program was produced by myself, Tom Yoder, and our theme music was written and performed by Brett Pasia.